I have come to set the earth on fire. What powerful and evocative words. The gospel today reminds us that Jesus is a cause of division, but he is the source of unity. He came to unite all humanity, but he will be a cause of division. And that division will happen, of course, sometimes at the very heart of our deepest relationships between our parents or our family, or literally our brothers and sisters, and of course, even maybe we're amongst our friends and those who are around us. To stand with Jesus and to follow him means we have to give everything. We have to follow him with our whole heart and our whole being, and it affects, of course, our life. And that will challenge other people around us who do not want to follow Christ. But this gospel in particular reminds me, as Jesus being kind of a cause of division, is that these very words, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing, marks the doorway of the venerable English College in Rome, where seminarians from England and Wales and Scotland would go to study at the pontifical universities, but they would stay at the venerable English College. And it was established in about sometime in the early 16th century, about the time when the Protestant Reformation was going on in England. And when they would enter those doors and they'd see those words over the front of the door, it would remind them that when they were going to study, it was very likely, quite likely, that when they returned to England, they would be risking their life. And some who once they had studied and were ordained went back to England and they saw the shore, but they never made it. They burned their ship, or one priest in particular, his mother turned him in, and he was hung, drawn, and quartered. And so there, where that division between a mother and a son really takes on tremendous proportions. But they had that fire within them to go to set the world on fire, to bring Jesus Christ to England. So yes, Jesus will be a cause of division, but never to forget that he is the source of unity. The fire that Jesus wants to set on the earth is the fire of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that sanctifies but then also unites us. And perhaps a figure in our own time who illustrated this so beautifully is the saint we celebrate today, Saint John Paul II. What a tremendously prolific writer, prolific traveler, but always going around bringing the good news of Jesus Christ and truly wanting to set the world on fire. Not to burn California or the Amazon or our modern cities with riots, but rather to set the earth on fire with the very love of Jesus Christ. And he went everywhere. And he was able to galvanize and gather the largest gathering of people in at least recorded human history. He was more successful than the Olympics. He was more successful than the World Cup of gathering people together and uniting them. He did this because he had this tremendous love for Christ. His faith conviction is something that stands out so beautifully and so amazing for this man. Remember the story of his personal secretary shared a story when he was first elected Pope. His secretary went looking for him. He needed for him to sign some papers. And he went to the chapel and he couldn't find him there. And he went to the kitchen, he didn't find him there. He went to the garden, and he couldn't find him there. And they thought that they had lost the Pope. And his friend, Cardinal Jivich, says, well, did you look in the chapel? He says, yes, I went to look in the chapel. He says, no, go look a little bit further. Go in a little bit further. And so his personal secretary went in, and there he saw Pope John Paul II prostrate before the Blessed Sacrament, kneeling, as St. Paul says, before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that he may grant you in accord with the riches of his glory. There was a man of tremendous humility, but a man who had a deep faith conviction, who prostrated himself. Anywhere he went, he would always kiss the ground of the country where he landed. But he really wanted to set the earth on fire. And may this same zeal, this same love of God that so inflamed St. John Paul II, also inflame us to follow Christ more deeply, and truly to set the world on fire with the love of Christ Jesus. Amen.